Are you ready to go offside? Because it's time for Offside Hockey Talk with your host, James Roberts, and myself, Doug Ireland.
We are back with another exciting episode of Offside Hockey Talk. Tonight, we are sitting down with the Markham Royals assistant coach, Spencer Hyman. Spencer, how's the night treating you, my friend?
Hey, James. Good, man. How about you?
I can't complain. I'm always joined by Doug Ireland. Doug, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing just excellent, although I did have quite a long day yesterday with the 7-7 double overtime tie. That was a little ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah, that
was definitely a little insane.
That was an interesting game. You know, preseason, obviously, teams are still getting their structure in place and you know, not the whole lineup from both ends. And so, but yeah, no, it's a fun game for fans, not a great game for coaches.
I was going to ask, do coaches in the back of their minds kind of like those games because it's interesting? Or do you flat out just hate it because you just see so many things that you can work on?
I mean, you like scoring 7 goals, but then you remember that you've also given up 7 goals, right? So, you know, obviously it's nice to see some skill, and it's preseason hockey, so you don't take it you know, too hard. But you know, you also see, like you just said, there's lots of avenues, you know, that you can improve on and work with the guys. And also APs that will be, you know, future Royals that aren't going to be Royals this year. So, and I'm sure St. Mike's is in the same boat there as well. So, yeah, it was an entertaining game, obviously, from a fan's perspective. But in some you know, times tough from a coaching view.
Yeah, especially when you have your goalie get tossed out for a chin strap infraction. Like, that was, for me, that was frustrating. I'm sure that was just as frustrating for you guys, especially because I believe it was Bojanowski who got tossed, right?
Yeah. He was playing in the Northern League last year, so you know, I guess just didn't realize the rules, or you know, but he'll get adjusted to that. And you know, but it was okay. I mean, yeah. You know, our other goalie Anton got to get a period. He came in cold. Obviously wasn't expecting to play, but you know, I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I thought it was a shame because it looked like as the game was going on, Bojanowski was really starting to settle in and make some bigger and bigger saves. But Bordeaux definitely came in and got the job done. So I was happy to see that. I was just wondering if you can give like a general critique of how that the overtime went, if there was either of the overtimes went, and if there was anything that we did that you would have liked to have seen done differently or better, or how much we can really build on that going into the regular season.
Yeah, you know what, I would really wish you know, our league would take after the NHL model, honestly, with the 3-on-3 and then right to a shootout. I think that's you know, the best. I think 3-on-3 hockey and overtime, it's really an extra point for creativity, obviously. You know, but again, I think both teams worked hard. There's not really a critique. It's just preseason, and you know, St. Mike's has a real good group of players and a really skilled team and a coach that's been there for a long time and has done a really good job. So it was a fun hockey game to be a part of.
Definitely.
Speaking of coaching, I'm going to ask, I always ask Mike Gladdy or any coach that we have on, where do you pull from for your coaching philosophies and experience? Do you go after a certain model, a certain coaching style, or do you kind of meld the pot together and just, you know, pick from what you'd like to do yourself? I always like to ask guys that because you want to see where their head's at in the game and what they're seeing themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, first and foremost, I'm there to support Mike. You know, Mike's our head coach and, in my opinion, the best coach in the OJHL. You know, so I'm always there to help and support and, you know, help players understand our structure, you know, even more better. I think coaching's adapted, you know, even since in my short coaching career, this would be my 6th year in the OJHL. I think coaching's adapted because, you know, players have, you know, I don't think screaming and yelling is productive. I think working with a guy and knowing that, you know, every every kid's different. Every, you know, person is different, and people react to different things in different ways. And, you know, you have to realize there's a human factor to it. And, you know, you're helping a kid, you know, do better on the ice and off the ice. And, you know, the biggest thing is realizing, you know, that they're kids, but they're smart, and, you know, they want to work with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You at this level, you know, every single kid is looking to improve themselves to help out the team and themselves as much as possible. It's just part of this level of hockey. I know when I'm doing my house league coaching that I kind of have to convince some of the kids that that they're interested in playing baseball. definitely don't seem to run into that at the junior A level. I'm just wondering, coming into the regular season, how many of these guys that we've seen in preseason, like just generally, are we going to see pop up throughout the regular season, or was this more of a preview to see what the team's going to look like, or were we looking at a lot of rookies that are or APs that aren't necessarily going to start at the beginning of the year?
You kind of had half and half, I would say. I guess you could call it a dress rehearsal would be our last preseason game, which is Friday night in St. Mike's. You know, but every game pretty much has been half and half. A couple of them, the first two, I believe, or the first and third, were just rookies. But yeah, I mean, it's valuable time, you know, for our veterans to come back and get back in the swing of things. And then also, you know, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, you know, that aren't going to make the team this year, but are on our radar as call-ups for this year and potential future Royals for next year and years to come. It's valuable time for them to get into OJHL action. And, you know, that's why we have five games. It's not just for our team, you know, that's going to be this year. It's, you know, for development of other kids that are going to be on our team next year and moving forward as well. So it's mix and match, but it's great to get our veterans in the lineup, obviously, as well.
So seeing the players that you've seen so far through the preseason games, the rookies, is there anyone that you could say that has stood out so far? And we'll put the Hyman guy aside for a second, and we'll talk about him in a moment, because I've heard some great things from Doug and from Jody and from Mike. So we'll talk about that gentleman in a second. But is there anyone who's caught your eye or has jumped off the page that maybe you didn't expect, or maybe someone that you cannot wait to see in the lineup?
You know what? A bunch of our new additions have been great. Dom Dellacivita, we picked him up from Newmarket. Obviously, we're really familiar with him from last year, having a seven-game series against his team. Kevin Weaver-Vitale, you know, a kid we picked up from Toronto Lakeshore Patriots. He's a real good addition to our team. I've liked, you know, Antoine Bordeaux, one of the goalies that we've acquired. And obviously Vincent Boniuto, who's, you know, in my opinion, could be one of the best centers in the OJHL and has been around for a long time here. So I like what I've seen from a lot of our guys here, and looking forward to, you know, the start of what could be a great season.
Definitely. Well, Doug, you were the one to bring up the young Hyman name, so I want you to ask Spencer about him and what he thinks of the speed and everything going in with this kid, because I've talked to Jody for about an hour today, and she just raved and raved. So I want to hear you guys talk about it, because I haven't got to see him play yet, but I want to hear about his game and what's going on there.
Well, as you just said, what leaped off to me about him is just how fast he is. And I wouldn't even say necessarily like raw speed, but how quick he is from a dead stop and how agile he is. Like, you see that in that young of a player, and to fade in. I think he already has two or three points in the preseason, and he just kind of fits in with this level of hockey really, really well. And Spencer, you got anything?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, obviously. Look, I got to play junior hockey with Zach, my other brother, Ollie. I got to coach Cooper, which is my third youngest brother. And, well, Zach's my oldest, and then Oliver Cooper. And then my third youngest brother being Shane, who's 16 years old this year. And, I mean, look, he's got an older brother to look up to and, you know, try and play exactly like him, which is exactly what I tell all my players is you want to be a great player, you know, try and model your game like Zach Hyman, because my brother does everything, you know, in terms of going to the net, working hard, and, you know, being a great player on and off the ice. So he's got a great role model to look up to in my brother, and he's worked extremely hard, and, you know, he's going to continue that on into the regular season.
Well, he's got another one to look up to, too, in you, Spencer. Obviously, being assistant coach to the Royals, there's lots that he can draw from you as well. So, I mean, he's got you and Zach to lean on two different kind of pedestals. One would be, you know, a player in the NHL, but one is one behind the bench who sees the game differently. So, I mean, that has to be valuable to Shane going forward, to know that he has those two things to lean on and to grow from as well, because you get to model yourself after a game that's, you know, take your lunch bucket and go to work. And then also, I'm sure you have the same mentality, like you said, you're there to support Galati and make sure that everything goes properly. But I'm sure as well you go to work and make sure things get done the right way. So, you know, none better to look up to than both of you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks, James. And yeah, I mean, you know, Shane's worked extremely hard, and he's going to have a great year this year. So just really excited. Obviously, I get to, you know, be involved in hockey with you know, with him, as you know, as I said, I've been in as a player and a coach with all my brothers, and now with Shane, it's really awesome and exciting for me and my family.
The hashtag Hyman Hustle is alive and well in Markham. I'll say that much.
Well, it's the bend the knee, that's for sure, and that's what this season is going to be about the Royals again being the Kings of the North. So that is going to be kicking off again very shortly, and, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say there seems to be quite the buzz surrounding the Markham Royals home opener. And I'd be beside myself if I didn't ask you about what is happening on opening night for the Markham Royals.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. Jody Lanzarotta, our vice president, has worked extremely hard. So has one of our assistant coaches, Brad Watt, who's been amazing since he's came over. And helping organize, you know, putting together a great night. We're going to have a bunch of Waxer teams out, so the little guys will be there. And, you know, we're lucky enough that Zach's going to be coming and dropping the puck and, you know, meeting with all the little Waxers and taking pictures and signing autographs and all that. So it'll be, a really special night. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a great game between us and Pickering.
Well, the home opener is always a show. It's always something that is put on well. Ever since I got to work with the Markham Royals myself for doing this podcast, every year it seems to get bigger and bigger, and this year it's no exception. Going into this season, what are your guys' goals? Obviously, every team says to win it all, to go all the way, but there has to be little goals along the way that you guys want to make sure you nail down. I'm not talking in-game details, but just stuff that you guys want to see from a constructive level, from the team and from the league. Is there anything you're looking for there, Spencer?
I mean, the biggest thing, and I think, you know, for everyone going into every year, you know, at Junior A, the most important thing is developing and developing players to move on to the next level. Our league's developed a lot of NHL players, Zach being one of them, obviously. I think Mitch Marner played a playoff in our league. Connor Brown played a season in our league. Travis Dermott played a season in our league. So, I mean,
Jack Hughes.
Jack Hughes, exactly. Yeah, the OJHL is, been an incredible league for development. And our year, or our goal is the same every year. It's obviously to go in with a winning mindset. I mean, we are here to win hockey games, of course, but first and foremost, we're here to develop players and help kids move on to the next level. And when you're a part of that process, there's nothing more, gratifying than seeing a kid that comes as a project and turns into a Division I player or a major junior player, you know, and then moves on to the next level, whether it's in hockey or another avenue of life. So, really, as always, our main goal is to develop, you know, great hockey players and great people.
Absolutely. So our home opener is going to be against the Pickering Panthers. It always seems to be a bit like, it seems to be like our biggest rivalry. If I really had to pick one team that we seem to kick it up an extra notch for just a little bit, it seems to be Pickering. Is there anything that have you started thinking about the home opener against Pickering yet, or are you still focused on preseason? And if so, like, what are you looking to see out of the team against Pickering?
Pickering's a real good organization. They've got good coaching staff, good players, good ownership, and we're excited that we're going to be playing them in the home opener. I think we played them not last year, but the year before in our home opener as well. So it's always a great game versus them. Right now we're really just focusing on putting together our team and getting our team ready to play. But obviously I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited for that game. So lots will be going on off the ice, and then obviously it'll be a great product on the ice, because both teams look to be competitive this year. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Well, another thing that's going on this season here for the OJHL is we do have two new teams coming in the Milton Menace and the Collingwood Colts. Got to ask, Milton has a pretty good social game and seems to be okay taking it on the ice. And then the Collingwood Colts coming in, obviously, they seem to have a pretty well good put together staff as well. I'm wondering, with the Markham Royals, who do you look forward to facing more out of the two new teams?
Look forward to facing both of them. I mean, we'll see Collingwood a lot more, obviously, since they're in our division. It wasn't so long ago we were the new team in the OJHL, moving from Hamilton to Markham, and it's a long process. It's not an easy process. We were fortunate enough to win our division in our first year in Markham, but there obviously are growing pains in starting a new franchise. But I think both teams have done an excellent job of getting themselves, ready in what looked to be both extremely competitive teams. So, excited to play both of them. When I was in the league in Hamilton, Collingwood had a franchise, and I was always, wondering when it was going to come back, because it's too good of a city and community to not have a junior hockey club. So great for the league, and really excited for both of them.
Well, the answer I was hoping for was the Milton Menace. I don't know if you've heard, but I laid down a little bit of a challenge against the Milton Menace. So Jason Trifon has picked it up as well. And basically, if the Markham Royals beat the Milton Menace, then obviously someone in the Milton Menace organization has to rock some Markham Royals gear. And then, of course, vice versa for us over here. So I'm hoping that you guys take the task, the Milton Menace, and bend the knee of the Menace, so to speak.
Yeah, that's awesome. I see our social media and media coordinator, Reno Matucci, has been having some fun with Milton on Twitter. So it's cool. It's good. It's good for junior hockey. It's good for excitement. And they're doing a good job, obviously, promoting their club and promoting junior hockey and bringing it back to Milton. So, it's great for the league and excited times ahead.
Well, one thing that Jody wanted me to ask you about before we let you go today, Spencer, is something to do with the Markham Fire Initiative and something that's coming up in October. She wanted me to talk to you about that. What can you give us on that? What information?
Yeah, that's actually something I just found out today from our from Jody and Brad. Brad Watt, one of our assistant coaches, is a firefighter. He had the idea that we'd get Markham Fire involved in, coming to our event on October 4th, which I actually think we may be playing Milton that night. I'm not sure, which would be funny, but they're basically going to have a truck outside of our arena. They're going to have a table and booth in our lobby, and they'll have a representative there to drop the puck, and we'll honor them. All firefighters will obviously get into the game free that night. There'll be a meet and greet with some of our players in the lobby and some other stuff. It's basically, we're there to promote Fire Prevention Week, which is the week following the game. I believe October 4th is a Friday night, so the Fire Prevention Week is the week after. So really, really good stuff. Really excited to have them involved in our organization. And, it's a great thing, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, October 4th, we are, in fact, playing Milton. So I guess James is really hoping that we're going to turn up the heat.
Oh.
I guess James has to come out for that one then. Well, he's got to be there.
I will try to be there. If not, I'll be there in spirit. We are definitely going to be trying to do something again getting there this year. So
that's around the Leafs home opener too, eh?
Listen, you're just trying to sweeten the pot now. Well, Spencer, I really want to thank you for taking the time for jumping on tonight. I know you got a lot to do. The season is coming up. I look forward to speaking with you throughout the season, hopefully grabbing you before the home opener as well. But I wish you all the luck if we don't get to talk to you before then. And again, thank you, my friend, for stopping by Offside.
For sure. Thanks, James, and thanks, Doug. And Doug, I'll see you at the rink, and James, bend the knee.
Always.
Cheers.
All right, so you heard it right there. That was Spencer Hyman. He is the assistant coach for the Markham Royals, as you heard right here on Offside Hockey Talk. Zach Hyman will be dropping the puck at the Markham Royals home opener and signing autographs and doing a lot of pictures with the teams that are going to be present, as you heard. The Young Waxers will be there as well. Also, be sure to be check out the Markham Royals partnering with the Markham Fire and doing the initiative for Fire Prevention Week in October. We will be doing videos and everything leading up to all of this. Be sure to check out Offside Hockey Talk for all the latest news and updates on the Markham Royals home opener and everything going on with the Royals this season. It is always hashtag GRG, hashtag bend the knee, and hashtag Hyman hustle from the OJ to the NHL. All right, guys, this time we are joined by Mark Jocelyn. He is the GM and coach of the Toronto Junior Patriots. Mark, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay, James. I'm doing okay. Nice to get back on a podcast with you guys. Always doing a great job for our league, and obviously what Dougie does for the Patriots himself. It's it's fun to be a part of, and we're ramping up and getting excited for a new season here.
I appreciate the kind words.
Well, you definitely got to be excited for the season that's coming up. So you and Doug obviously have a great relationship about the team. So this is the part of the show where I get to sit back and listen and interject where I can. But Doug has some great questions lined up, so I'd love to hear you guys go at her. So if you hear me go silent, I'm listening to you guys talk about some great OJ hockey.
All right. Sounds great.
So, Mark, I got to see the Patriots for the first time this year, this past Saturday. Can you tell me if what we saw that night was the general makeup of the team, or if it was mostly rookie or AP players looking to lock down a call-up spot or what have you?
It was a mixture. There was a couple of rookies in the lineup. There were some APs or guys that are fighting for AP spots that were really interested into AP for the season. And there was probably four or five vets in the lineup. So it was a mixture, but obviously a great core of kids and a great result. Although Markham didn't have many veterans in their lineup. So I think it went the way it was supposed to go, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was a bit of a blowout. I think final score was 7-1, if I'm recalling correctly.
Correct. 7-1, yeah. Yes.
It was fun getting to set the horn off that many times in the early season. I guess I know what's working now.
I love the best part of the league is the horn.
One thing that I really enjoyed seeing was Pescia back in net. I was just wondering if you could talk about him just for a minute.
Well, you know what? Arguably, I think everybody or most people would agree he should be with top goalie in the league. If not, the top two or three when he's healthy and he's on. He's going to be dynamite in our backbone for sure. And he's been great in camp so far. Very energetic, obviously a tough way to end the season last year with him getting hurt in game 6 and not being able to go game 7 against St. Mike's. But he's a true leader and, we expect big things from him to lead the way for us. And like I said, if he stays healthy, our chances are pretty good.
I was also really happy to see that Mike Daly was back on the bench with you. I'm sure you don't want to put words in his mouth, but I was wondering if he'd spoke to you about his outlook for the year with the team.
Well, he's obviously very excited and very optimistic. Last year, we had a ton of rookies in our lineup to start the year. This year, when everything's said and done, we start, the 8th against JRC on the road. We're going to have 3, maybe 4 rookies in the lineup maximum. So we're going to be a very veteran team when all the pieces get to, come together. So I know Mike's as excited as I am. And, it's going to be, most of the kids are going to know our system. So it's not going to be as much teaching as we needed last year. It'll be just more fine tuning and, work with all the different personalities and attitudes and make sure everybody's on the same page.
I also noticed there was someone else on the bench with you guys. Who was that guy? Is he here for the regular season? And if so, what's he bringing to the coaching dynamic you guys have?
Well, that was Patty Piancentini. John Dean and I coached him in North York for 3 years. He was our captain the last year. He went 4 years to Mercyhurst on a Division I scholarship. Last year, he started the year with us. And then he got an opportunity to play pro in France. So he took that opportunity. He left the team halfway through the year, won a championship out there, and then loved the experience but didn't want to go back. So now he's back in Vaughan working full-time with his mom, and he's going to be a full-time assistant coach with us this year. And you know what? He's fresh out of Division I hockey and pro hockey. So, you know, he's younger. I think he's like 20, 25. So he's, you know, he can relate to the kids. They can relate to him. He brings a different dynamic than what Mike and I bring. And he'll be the good cop, and all the kids love him. So we're excited to have him back full time. That's for sure. He's a great kid. Great kid.
I'm looking forward to getting to talk with him a little bit. Last year, we went out in 7 games in the first round against St. Mike's. They would then go down in 4 games to North York. I'm wondering, like, what your takeaways from that were, and if it's affected anything you've decided to focus on with the Patriots this season.
No, we're looking for lead. Last year, you know, we traded our top four, arguably our top four players away at the deadline with Spagnuolo, Redinger, Favaro, and Bannister. So we're looking for a real strong leadership group out of the gates so that we have a great dressing room, a great chemistry, because all that there, that'll all take, everything else will take care of itself on the ice if we have that leadership and chemistry off the ice. And so we're focusing on that right now. But Ken, again, because we have so many veterans this year, we don't have to focus as much on teaching. So we're focusing a lot more right now on leadership and chemistry, and pick the right 4 guys that have letters on their jersey and go from there.
Nice.
Well, speaking of chemistry, obviously, getting everything together for the team and setting everything up, we have the players in camp. We're obviously going to be trimming down the team and getting the guys that you want in the lineup. For the off-ice thing, what can fans expect for the home opener? And, what's the vibe around the team? What's everybody feeling like? And what is the expectation for this season? Can you walk us through that?
Well, we've got a new ownership group who have already spent several thousand dollars on the dressing room. So they've done an uplift in the dressing room. So the kids are excited about that. You know, little things, new flooring, new lighting, new painting, new washer and dryer, all new equipment this year, all new jerseys, all new socks. So the boys are excited about that. The new ownership groups come in. They're trying to get a bunch of Humber students to come in and do, you know, different game nights, different raffles, Santa Claus parade, get out in the community a little more, try and get some more support in the stands. So there's some exciting stuff happening behind the scenes, which we hope, you know, relates to the on-ice product, and get the kids excited to be at Westwood and play here and, you know, hopefully get a little more outside support. So
One thing that leaps out to me is it's just not that often that you hear a GM of a team that's truly excited for a new ownership group to come in, and I just wanted to mention that real quick, because to me that speaks to how this year is going to go. The fact that you're going to feel comfortable doing what you do best, I think that bodes really well for the team, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do.
Yeah, well, the new ownership brought in 2 or 3 guys to support him and do a bunch of stuff that, you know, he doesn't have to worry about and I don't have to worry about, so that, you know, Mike and I, you know, Mike is associate coach and assistant GM, we can focus more on making sure we have the right pieces to the puzzle all the time and make sure that everybody's on the same page and on board and everybody's happy. When the kids are happy coming to the rink, you know, it's easier for us to teach, it's easier for us to explain things, it's easier for everybody to get everybody to buy in and understand and accept their roles. And I think last year we had some trouble with that because we were such a young group. So this year it should be a lot easier, a lot smoother. And that again, is going to help the on-ice product big time at the end of the day.
Definitely.
Well, you speak of new ownership, and obviously we've seen this year 2 new teams come into the league with the Milton Menace and the Collingwood Colts. I have to ask, you know, what do you think of these teams? What have they done to set themselves up for success? And do you have those dates circled on your calendar as they are new teams, something fresh, exciting, and new, you know, with them coming to the league? Is that something you're looking forward to there, Mark?
Definitely, definitely. I know Milton's ownership group is doing a lot, and they've already got the kids out in the community a lot. They got a good coaching staff with guys that have been around the league, so they know what to expect. They'll be a young team and a bit of a rebuild, but, you know, they'll do things the right way for the league and marketing in the league. And Collingwood is a great small northern town that'll be a great support. They were in the league years ago when I was coaching in Aurora, and it was always a sold-out barn. It's a smaller rink, but they'll get great fan support up there. And Greg Johnstone, the new coach, I grew up playing against Greggy, and we ended up playing in the NHL with Boston. Great guy, you know, good hockey guy, been around a long time. So I know he'll do a good job with that new organization up there too. So both exciting for the league, a little bit of change. You know, tough to see Newmark and Kingston go, but you know, if everything's done properly, I think we'll have the same excitement with these new franchises.
Oh, so, well, that's awesome. Cannot wait for those two teams to hit the ice. Cannot wait to see you guys hit the ice. For yourself there, Mark, being the GM and the coach, is there anything that you think for yourself when you're prepping for the team for the year that you need to look for in players? You're talking about leadership. You're talking about, you know, wanting everything to gel, where last year you were a younger group. Is there one thing or a couple of things you're looking for some of these young men to exemplify that you know you can lean on these guys in the room?
I don't think there's one thing, Jane. I think it's more of like last year when we made the changes at the deadline, you know, ownership decided to go that way. It wasn't a bad thing for us at the time. Some of the kids were upset about it, but, you know, you got to look to the future. So we've set ourselves up pretty good for this year with all the veterans coming back. We lost a couple of key pieces, but that happens every year. But I really believe that it's getting every single player, whether they're 20 or 16 or 17, to understand and accept their role. And once Mike and I have done that with all 23 players, I think we're going to be really, really good.
Well, for any of you guys interested listening to the podcast, the Toronto Patriots play at a Westwood Arena. Their home opener is the Sunday the 15th, and they're going to be playing Brampton. Puck drops at 7:15 p.m. I promise you will enjoy it. It's some excellent hockey at a great price, and you're right on top of the action at Westwood. They don't have those stupid nets that seem to circle so many arenas these days. It's a wide open sight lines. I highly recommend everybody comes out to Westwood Arena and checks out some junior hockey. Mark, thank you for coming on. We always appreciate you taking the time out to talk about junior hockey and the Patriots, and it's always a pleasure getting to talk with you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, guys. I appreciate it. Come on anytime. You guys do a great job, and you make our league as professional as it can be. So I appreciate that. I know a lot of my colleagues do as well.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you as well.
All righty.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too.
All right, so that was Mark Jocelyn. He is the GM and the head coach of the Toronto Junior Patriots. Be sure to check them out at the Westwood Arena. When you drop in there, you may hear a voice that you're used to hearing on this podcast announcing all the goals, the ones and the twos, dropping the tracks to keep you excited from the warm-ups right to the end, and pulling the goal horn, like he said. That would be one and only Doug J. Ireland. So be sure to check them out at the Westwood Arena, and be sure to check out Offside Hockey Talk, the home of the OJHL. For all the teams and all the news and notes, be sure to check out the website OJHL, and be sure to follow them on Twitter. All right, guys, that's it for me. Have yourself a good one.